What's in it, Jim?
5, 6, 12.
We're going to talk today about the Surah Az-Zumar, which is Surah number 39, Ayah number 42. And this is very mysterious Ayah that says Allah gives.
Are you recording this?
Allah takes souls. Yes, I started recording. So your father and your mother will hear you if you talk. Allah takes away. The soul from the body at the time of death. Death and sleep. Then he sends them back into the bodies of people who still have life, who still have life term to go. Okay, so what do we learn from this? Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati لم تمت في منامها. So what is going on here? That Allah takes away the souls from the body during sleep and death. Okay? Then he sends back the souls back into the bodies of people who still have life to go. You know, who's not due for death yet. Okay? And holds the other soul. So, still have life to go, not due for death yet. And holds the souls of the bodies that are due for death. And holds the souls of the people, So, what is the message here? Okay? So here, فَيُمْسِكْ التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى. So, what is the message here? What is the message? Allah is trying to tell us something. So, for next week, we're going to memorize this translation, the English translation, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the souls from the bodies during the time of...
What is the bottom thing about?
Oh, this is the continuation of the Arabi verse. Don't write the Arabi, I'll just post it online, so you can just get the Arabi from online. Okay? But right now it's important to do the English translation and understand it, because many of the translations are old English that don't explain well. So here is what is Allah saying, that He takes the souls from the bodies during the time of death and what? Sleep. During the time of death and?
Sleep.
Then He holds the souls, okay, of the bodies of the people that are due for death. He holds them. He doesn't send them back. He holds them. He doesn't what? Send them back. And He sends back the souls of the people that are not due for death. He sends back the souls of the people that are what?
Not due for death.
What is the lesson that we're trying to learn here? That Allah is trying to give us here? Allah is trying to give us a similarity between death and sleep. Why? Because people will die only one time, so they really don't know much about the experience of death. So Allah wanted to give them something called small death. What is that small death? The small death is
sleep.
Okay? That it's not final. You are going to wake up from it if you still have time, if you're not due to death, if you still have life to go, then you wake up from it because Allah sends back the soul. Now, let's see what happens here. The message here that we have what? Body and soul. We have what? Body. We have body plus soul equals human. So we're made of what? Two things or one thing?
Two things.
Who is the only one that is unit? Unit, one thing. Who is Allah? Are we a unit?
No.
We are what? A pair. We humans are made of pair. Body and
soul.
The body is like the car. The body is like the what?
Car.
And the soul is like the driver of the car. The body is like the car, and the soul is the driver of the car. Car and driver. So the body is the car. So you're basically driving your body around. Right, I'm not kidding. And sometimes you play like this. Right? So you're really doing it. Physically, you're thinking of your body as a car and you're driving it. To, you know, your soul wants to walk. Then your soul steps on the gas. So your body, your leg starts moving. Right? Okay? Now, your soul wants to fly. Now, your soul, your body can't fly, so your soul wants to fly. Then you try to fly, you get yourself in trouble. Because you need to be realistic about what your body can do. You want to carry a car, you can't carry a car. Even if your soul wants to carry a car, so your soul is limited by the body. If you're blind, if your body is blind, and you want to see, you will not. Your soul wants to see, you will not be able to see. Now, if you have, you know, if your body aches, what do you say? Do you say, I ache, or you say, my body aches?
My body aches.
Why did you say my body? Why don't you say I?
Because you're not your body.
Because you are, you recognize that you is not the body, you is the soul.
But don't you say, I am hurt?
Or my body hurts. Right? Yes. What the message that I'm trying to give to you here, that it's not accurate to say I am hurt. What is, it is good in the language, but the reality is it's not accurate to say I hurt. What is more accurate to say my body hurts. You got it? So what happens at the time of death? The driver is taken out of the what?
Car.
Right? And the car itself, which is the body, is thrown where? in the junkyard. Then your body, does it have any value without the soul? No. No, no, there's nothing. The body is dead.
You can use your organs for some other disability.
Right, you are basically, you can't sell it. It's haram to sell it, but it's good to donate. If you're a donor, perfect. But if you're a seller, no. So what you do is here, because it's haram to do a business with body parts. So what you do here is, otherwise, you know, you have people announcing my kidneys for sale, my livers for sale, and then it's just going to be a disaster. It's a degradation of the human, the honor of being a human. So what I'm trying to say here is that once your soul leaves your body value, the value of your body becomes what?
Zero.
And then you're dumped underground. And then the ants and the worms start eating your body. And the first thing that dissolves from your body and disintegrates from your body are the eyes. They melt out like ice. You know? So this is the reality that we are trying to run away from. That's the reality that's going to happen. Now, another thing we learn from this ayah.
Yes.
Oh, for the Quran, yes. Right.
Also, the homework that they're turning in right now,
After you grade, you can give it back. So, what happens is that there is a similarity between what? Between sleep and death. So, because there is a similarity between sleep and death, then we can think of the nightmares as a punishment in the grave, as the punishment in the grave. So, what is the punishment in the grave? Similar to a nightmare. So, what happens to you when you are having a nightmare? I'm watching you sleeping, and you're having a nightmare. What I see with my eyes, I am seeing what with my eyes? I am seeing you laying on a very comfortable bed, very comfortable mattress. Can you go all the way back? Very comfortable bed, very comfortable mattress, okay? And you're snoring. But are you comfortable? No. What is happening that you're experiencing a nightmare? So you are in pain. You are in what?
Pain.
Do I see you in pain?
No.
I see you snoring and you're sleeping. That's what I see. But you are in pain. So whenever you see a dead person, okay, this person which you see is this person in a box surrounded by flowers. But the reality is that if this person is a bad person, this person is having what a nightmare that feels like real. That is the difference between the nightmare in the dream, in the sleep, and the nightmare in the grave, which is the punishment in the grave. That the difference is that the nightmare in the sleep, you wake up, and it ends. But the nightmare, which is the punishment in the grave, it does not, you cannot wake up from. And it feels real. It feels real. That's how it feels. You feel like this is happening to you, really happening to you. Okay? Even though it's not physically happening to you, but that's how you feel, your soul will feel it.
Even in your sleep, aren't your nightmares supposed to feel real? If they don't, it's not particularly scary, is it?
Exactly. But add, you know, in the nightmares, it feels somehow real, right? But in the actual punishment in the grave, it feels 100% real. It is like you are physically doing it. The nightmares, somehow in the back of your mind, you feel that this is just a nightmare. Somehow, you are feeling that, no, I am here in Santa Clara. I am not dead yet. And alhamdulillah, what a bad night, bad mare. I wake up night, nightmare. I wake up from, right? But in the real death, there is no Santa Clara anymore, and there is no wake up. It feels real. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, in the grave, when you are asked the first question, who is your God? Who is your God? Your soul is going to reveal its condition. So when the soul, when the angels demand that the soul reveals the condition by asking the question, who is your God? If you have never cared about God, if you have never thought about God, if you have never taken God seriously, what will happen? Your soul is going to reveal its condition. What's the condition? I don't know who's God. I don't know what you're talking about. Why? Because in this life, you never took it seriously. So you, when you're asked, you cannot, remember, when you're in the grave, you cannot lie anymore because your brain is what? Dead. If your brain is dead, can you lie? No. Why? Because lying takes a lot of thinking. To fabricate, lying takes a lot of thinking, and it takes a smart person to fabricate a story. You got it? So your brain is dead. You cannot fabricate an answer. So what are you going to say? You're going to give the right answer. The right answer is the condition of your soul. What is the condition of your soul? But if you have been praying Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, and then you die. Okay? Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, of course. And then you die. What happens? You have been praying just a half an hour before death, right? So you are, your soul is aware of Allah. Then when the angels say, who's your Lord? Well, you have been praying to your Lord to the last minute. Then your heart is ready, your soul is ready to reveal its condition, which is, my Lord is Allah. You got it? Now, the hadith says, if you don't know the answer, then the angel will have a hammer. Will have a what?
Hammer.
And he will hit you with the hammer on your head. You sink to the middle of the earth for 70 years. And bounce back for 70 years, okay, up. Now, is that happening physically? No. But it's happening to your soul and it feels real. This is exactly what would you feel. You would feel as though you are alive and somebody is hammering you with a hair on your head so strong that you're sinking all the way to the middle of the earth and bouncing back.
Why are all punishments like 70 years or 40 years?
70 in Arabic language, usually 70 means a lot. So sometimes even 70,000 means infinity. Sometimes they mean they have 70,000 means they have infinity. Okay? And you might also think that the seven heavens, because they are infinitely extended, so maybe the number seven because of that. But in Arabic, whenever you hear seven, 70,000, all of these things, then actually Allah says in the Quran, yeah, to the Prophet, if you make istighfar for the non-believers, even if you make istighfar for them 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. Allah said, even if you make istighfar for them, what? 70 times. Why did Allah pick 70 times? Because in the Arabic language, 70 times means a lot of istighfar. You got it? So here is 70 years means you will feel those 70 years like forever. And trust me, this is actually what you will feel. This is exactly how it feels. You will feel that your head is aching. I prove to you, whenever you sleep, your eyes are closed or open?
Closed.
Closed. I mean, well, you usually, your eyes are what? Closed. Then how can you see a dream? How can you what?
See your brain.
Your eye is closed because the eyes of the body are closed, but the eyes of the soul are?
Open.
And that is, you see the nightmare or the dream by your soul. Your soul is taken out of your body, as Allah said. Your soul goes to somewhere else. Okay? Allah pulls out the soul from the body into somewhere else, where you get to experience other things that are not happening around you. So you ask, where did this nightmare happen? There was a nightmare where there's a strong monster chasing you and you're screaming and running and you're chasing you, screaming and running and running and running and running. The question is, when you wake up, you say, where did this thing happen? It happened in a different place because your soul is taken out of your body, as Allah said here in this ayah, during the time of sleep, to go somewhere else. Where is that somewhere else? It's a different form of existence. It's a different what?
Form of existence.
Nobody can, that is, it's a different form of existence. If you think that the only form of existence is physical existence, then you're in trouble. Because there's a lot of existence around us, like angels and satans and jinn, Allah. Many things that are not physical. They are what? They are in a different form of existence. What is it? We will know. This is why when you die, you will see other forms of existence that you have never thought of. You will see not only physical forms of existence, you will see forms of existence of angels. So you will be able to see angels. In the day of judgment, you will be able to see angels and be able to see Allah. So Allah will put you in a form of existence other than physical and other on the top of this physical, so you will be able to see things that you're not able to see now. It's a form of existence. Now, why Allah is limiting us to this form of physical form of existence now? So that we don't get to see the angels. Why? Because by seeing the angels, we will be too scared to do anything to disobey Allah. And then, in this way, we will be forced. We will not have free choice anymore. Because you won't dare to do anything wrong when you're seeing angels and seeing and hearing the screaming of the people who are being punished in the graves and all of that. So Allah limits our senses, how many senses? 5, limit them to physical existence. But when we dream, okay, you feel like your body's aching. But when you wake up, your body is not aching, really.
What if you got hurt before you stayed in your body?
That's something else. But sometimes you feel like you have been through, like, squished under a car. Okay? You wake up, you find that your body is fine. You didn't go under a car. The car didn't run over you.
But how would a car run? Sometimes you dream that you buy a new car, so then you wake up early to run outside and find a new car and it's not there.
Well,
oh, yeah, I had a dream.
Yeah? So, and sometimes you feel, on the other hand, sometimes you get a sweet dream. The opposite of nightmare is a sweet dream. Sweet dream, this is like the good guys when they die. Okay? They get sweet dreams, unbelievable sweet dreams that feel like real. Very sweet dreams. Like they are having a lot of fun and enjoyment. Physically, their body is under the grave. But in another form of existence, their soul is so happy. It feels like real. It feels like they are in Jannah. It feels so happy. Okay? On the other hand, the bad guys, it feels so painful. Painful. And then when Allah says that the people who don't pray, they get something called a bald snake. And this bald snake wraps itself around the body and crushes the bones of the body. It's not happening physically. It's happening in a different form of existence. And trust me, it will feel like you're alive and you got that snake, and then snake crushed your bones. Yes, this is how much it feels. This is how much pain it feels. And let me tell you something. What is important is not what is happening physically. What is important is how do you feel. I'll give you an example. A poor person, you send that person on a cruise, the person is so happy, right? Never seen a cruise before. A rich person that has been on cruises 100 times. And you send that person to another cruise, this person is he or she happy?
No, not really.
Why? Maybe they've tried it before. You got it? So it is the same physical thing, which is the same cruise. One person is happy, another person is not. You got it? A third person maybe is forced to take this cruise and he doesn't or she doesn't want to take the cruise and they are mad. So it is the same thing. What is important? Yeah, see, you're laughing. You're saying mad. Yeah, because this person has so much money that now he doesn't want to accept such a golden opportunity for you and me. Wow, cruise, let's go. Okay? But that person, you see, So what I'm trying to say here is what is important is how do you feel? What is important is what?
How do you feel?
How do you feel about things? It's another example that people who are suffering from a certain event, okay? Like if you have only for breakfast, if you have one egg in breakfast, you will suffer because that's too little for you. But for somebody else, that is wow, it's a feast. Okay.
One egg is a feast for people?
Yeah, there are people who don't have access to bathrooms. You know, there are people who live in some other areas of the world who don't have access to bathrooms. Whatever. Whatever, without naming countries. But there are. So what I'm trying to say is that it feels different. It feels different. You're mad that you have only one egg on breakfast. You're mad that you don't have cereals with milk. You're mad because you don't have pancakes. But somebody else will dance and jump if they get an egg on the breakfast. If they get just a half, you know, half a piece of a bread. That's to them, wow, that's all what they wish for. So you're talking here about perception. How do you perceive things? How do you feel about things? So what matters in the grave is not what is actually happening in the land of reality and physically. What matters is how do you feel about it. And this is because we deny these things, Allah gives us a nightmare after a nightmare, a sweet dream, nightmare, sweet dream. So Allah's telling you, hey, if you are a good person, you get these sweet dreams when you die. If you're a bad person, you get these nightmares when you die. But let me tell you something. The sweet dreams will feel real. It's like you are a person who's alive, who lives in Jannah. That's how it feels. It feels, and that's what's important. And on the other hand, this nightmare is not going to end. It feels real. It feels like you are actually cooking on a fire. It feels that this boiling water is being poured into your mouth. That's how it feels. And you feel your mouth is burning, even though physically it's not happening. So anybody who says that forms of existence are only limited to physical, this person is not right. Because our feelings are not physical. Our souls are not physical. Can you hold your soul and say, this is my soul? You feel you have a soul. But where is it? Can I pull it out of my body? No, I can't. I mean, how am I going to? I don't know where the soul is. Okay. Then you admit, at the same time, I realize that I am two things. I am a body and a soul. Don't you talk to yourself? Your mind is talking to your soul. Hey, buddy, let's not do that now. You know, sometimes you talk to yourself. Your brain talks to your soul and your soul talks back to your brain and you discuss issues between you and yourself. You and yourself, your brain and your soul are discussing an issue. Oh, should I do it? No, I shouldn't. No, I should. No, I shouldn't. Do it. Don't do it. You're negotiating. Your body and your soul are negotiating. Okay, your brain and your soul are negotiating. But the question is, brain is physical because it's part of the body. But where is the soul? Where is it? It's in another form of existence. And everybody says, even people who don't believe in religions, they call the soul the secret of life. They call it the secret of what?
Life.
Why did they say that? Because a dead person will have the same exact body like what? A living person. So what is missing? The difference between them is huge. One is dead and one is
alive.
But the question is, they have the same body, exactly the same body. And sometimes, if the dead body is on life supply, if you put life supplies, life support, then this person is actually physically dead, but the body is still what? Working, artificially. Boom, 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 boom. Still breathing, the heart is still going, but that person is dead. Okay, so what is happening here is, the body is working, but the person is dead. What is missing? We take the person and we weigh a person before death. And we weigh the person after death. We get the same exact weight.
No,
if we put a person on a scale and that person is dying on that scale, When this person dies, no, the weight is not going to change.
No, look it up. It actually changed.
At the time of death. At the time of death, the weight of the human being at the time of death, before death, after death, is not going to change. Yeah. It is not.
Maybe
a week before death and a week after death, or a day before death.
No, like right when he died, they were like, in the room.
Yeah. Maybe the blood pressure will change, maybe the heart will stop, but the actual contents, there's nothing lost of the body. It's the same thing on the scale. It's going to be the same. The question is, where is that soul? The answer is, it's in another form of existence. Da. Okay? And if you, now when I say you, Dana, I don't mean your body, I mean your soul. The souls don't die. The souls don't vanish. The souls are eternal, are ever living. The souls are ever living. And they are going to end up ever living in Jannah or ever living in heaven. When I say you go to Jannah, I don't mean your body. Why? I don't want my body that I have right now to be with me in Jannah. I'm already very old. This is why a very old lady went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah, I am very old lady. Am I going to Jannah? Rasulullah wanted to pull her legs and joke with her. So he said, no, old ladies never ever enter Jannah. So, is that real? She started crying. He said, no. Didn't you hear Allah says in the Quran, عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Allah will bring you back to your youth. Allah will not take you to Jannah with this body. You don't want this body to be with you in Jannah. You want to get rid of this body. You want to get another body that helps you enjoy. Young, healthy, beautiful body. You know, whatever you didn't like about your body now, it's going to be replaced. At the same time, the bad guys, if even the most beautiful girl ever on earth, if she's bad, not good, then she will get an ugly body in the day of judgment. Why? Because in this life, the body hides the heart. So you can have a person have a very mean, nasty, selfish heart with a beautiful body. So you get deceived. In another case, the opposite, you have a very ugly looking person, but have a golden heart. Because in this life, the body hides the reality. In the day of judgment, Allah does not allow any deception anymore. Your body is going to be exactly who you are. Okay, if you're mean, your body is going to look like mean. The body is going to be transparent right into your heart, so I can see exactly who you are. And this is why Allah says in Surah Taha that criminals are resurrected blue. Blue color. Blue. Dark blue color, just like this. Allah says criminals will be resurrected blue. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقَى blue color. So what happened? Even if that criminal had the most gorgeous, cutest, handsome body in this life, is going to be replaced with a different body in the day of judgment.
Okay.
So the message here is, Allah is trying to simulate death. Is trying to what? Is giving you a field trip about death. How? And he's getting your attention by this ayah, which is 39, Surah 39, 42, is giving you, drawing the similarity. He's saying, I pull out your soul out of your body during death and sleep. So, hey, if you cannot imagine death, think about sleep. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he first started preaching Islam in public, and he stood on the top of the hill, he said, oh, you people, I swear by my Lord that you will die similar to the way you sleep. And you will wake up similar to the same way. You wake up in the day of judgment similar to the same way you wake up from sleep. And it's going to be an everlasting hell or an everlasting Jannah. You pick your choice. So here, you can't think about it and say, okay, what death is like? Well, Allah gave you a sample. Didn't you take a sample, Sammy?
Yeah.
Didn't you get a sample? Allah didn't send you a reminder after a reminder, a nightmare after a sweet dream after a nightmare, a sweet dream, a nightmare. Allah showed you a sample. Allah said, this is a sample of what you get in the grave. But then what you get in the grave is going to be a whole lot, it feels a whole lot much real than what you're getting now. So better wake up. Better wake up. Better wake up. And to wake up, really, one of the things that you can do is to go visit the graves. And see the stones drawn on the graves. You see, wallahi, I saw somebody born 1991, died 2003, 11 years old. You know, I've seen, you see the numbers, you're shocked. At the same time, you see somebody who's born 1850 and then died 1940.
90 years.
See? And you see, this person lived how long? 90 years. How long Prophet Adam lived? 1,000 years. But where is he now? He's dead. Do you admit or deny, Sameen, do you admit or deny that we will be dead much longer than we are alive? Admit or deny?
Admit.
We will be dead much longer than we are alive? Yes. Can you verify this right now? I can verify it from the thousands and billions of people that are have been dead for hundreds and thousands of years. How long did they live? 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Now, which one is more lasting? Which one is more lasting?
Death.
Do you want to lose the quality of your life after death? Do you want to lose this quality in exchange of a cheap temptation?
No.
A cheap lower desire? A cheap position?
No.
Cheap money?
No.
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 At the same time, hold on. At the same time, it is good to have money. It is good to have position. This is the beauty of Islam. It's well balanced. It's good to have halal temptations. Halal what?
Temptation.
It's good to have halal fun. It's good to have halal money. It's good to have halal power. It's good to have halal life. And not only when you get halal life, you enjoy in this life, but you also enjoy where? In the hereafter. It's a form of worship to Allah to have halal fun. See, if you stick with halal, then it counts as a worship. Stick with halal man, halal fun, halal money, halal power, halal temptations, halal entertainment, you will be okay. Allah doesn't want you to suffer. He wants you to just stick with the halal and stay away from haram. That is a very, he wants you to be decent. That's a very simple request from him. And in exchange, he said, you become decent, people love you, you live a happy life, and in the year after, you get an everlasting Jannah. What a good deal. So, the homework is, number one, summarize what we talked about today, which is similarity between death and sleep. One, summarize. Today is talk. Number two, which is between death and sleep. Two, memorize the meaning in English. You got it? If you don't know what we talked about, you will have it audio. So you can listen to it, and then you can summarize it. Or you can summarize it while you are listening to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.